And with that, I will turn it over to Senator Roy Dyson for further introduction. But thank you for your support.
Thank you very much. Let me introduce Gary Hodge. He's one of our new county commissioners in Charles County. Leslie Roberts, who's over there from the town council, who is a great Democrat, has done some great things for us. And I see her, she's ducking behind some folks back there. Norma Powers, who was our candidate against Tony O'Donnell, and did just a fantastic job. I was asked to read the list. I said, no way in hell would I do that. That is the most difficult job. Well, I couldn't be happier to see this face. As you know, as set by the Constitution of the State of the United States, we'll be running you for president. Maybe we started something here. Anyway, the General Assembly has reconvened. And we had a meeting the day before on Tuesday. The governor-elect came and made a presentation to us. He also came into the Senate yesterday and said a few brief remarks. I wanted to say to you, though, something that he said that I thought was very moving. He came in. He wasn't particularly partisan. In fact, he wasn't partisan at all. He said he talked about this one Maryland. And then he looked over in my direction. And I'm on the edge, you know, and then the other side are the Republicans. And over there, and he looked at him and he says, you know, to the party of Lincoln and Eisenhower, I want your support. And we're going to work with you. The rest of us were a little stunned. They stood up and clapped. Not true. We all stood up and clapped. But this is a breath of fresh air. This is something, this administration is coming on in just a matter of hours. It's going to make us so proud to be Marylanders, to be Democrats, to be people and folks in this great state of Maryland. You know, I heard a few rumblings up in Annapolis now that I'm commuting back and forth every day, and somebody is saying, you know, the new governor, he's not moving fast enough on these appointments, on these cabinet appointments. Now I'm the lone voice out there saying, you know, I don't mind that he's going slow. I think that's great. When I look at the mistakes that were made by the last administration in those cabinet picks, and you know what, and they never changed them. They never changed them. They made a mistake and they continue to do it. We have a problem on this river out here. You know, our saint back there, Bernie Fowler, who is championing the cleanup of this river. And we have time and time again with the developments along the river, that washing, that water that's going in and the mud and everything else that is going into the river. One day I said to the young man, there's a young man, as you know, that works for the Department of the Environment. I had him in my office and I said, what do? You go to all of these spots. Ken, you know about it. You go to all these spots. You see the runoff. What do about it? He says, Senator, I drive up to the Department of the Environment. I take all of these reports. I take them up there. He says, I don't know where they go. We never hear from them again. We never hear from them again. We have creeks that have just been pouring that spewing that mud, that residue into the Patuxent River. Well, I know that's going to change. I made a funny comment one day. It wasn't funny, it was sad. I said, I'm on the State Water Quality Advisory Committee. When I go up to the Department of the Environment, it's a tough place to find a parking spot, but I can always find one that says Secretary of the Department because there's never a car in there. You know what? Things are going to change. Things are going to change. I have said to the incoming governor, I don't think we need to maybe make a lot of legislative or statute changes. I think we just merely mean to enforce the law that's there now. And so, along with my fellow delegates and senators, we couldn't be more happy. I'm going to tell you, I voted for you. On 3506, he sat in my office and he made a pitch asking me to come out and support him. And it was kind of interesting. I really enjoyed the day. We talked about the Hackerman land deal. Thank God that didn't go through. And I said, I would not help him unless he put on a pair of blue jeans. And we got on those tractors, and we went that 2 miles into the Salem land track, and he did it. Made the front page of the Post. Wasn't too bad, was it? We went in there, and I said, we don't want this to happen. We don't want this to ever happen again, that our sacred parkland, our protected lands, would in fact be up for sale. And we wouldn't know about it. We wouldn't know about it. And he's pledged not to have something like that happen again. But more importantly, you know, you look at this gathering today, I'm not aware of anyone who's ever run for governor and got elected to governor who came to see us before to say thank you. To say thank you. So that's what he's here for today. I'm going to let him say a few words, just a few. You know what? The governor's got a great staff. They're wonderful people. That's going to be a great thing to do, to work with, is an incredibly good staff. I said to him, I said, well, what do you want me to say about the governor? He said, well, whatever you want to say. You know, I'm so enthusiastic. Did I seem like I'm a little enthusiastic about it? I'm so enthusiastic. It is truly going to be a better day. On the second floor of the State House and in every house in the state of Maryland. Ladies and gentlemen, you're our new governor, Partner Maryland.